Hey guys, it's Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Live Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm coming to you from Studio 916 today. Sorry I've been gone for 2 weeks. It's been a little crazy. It's been a little bit of a hiatus. With the Women's March, I was just incredibly busy. And then I just really needed a week off from all the activities and festivities. But I am back, and I am so excited to be back because we are continuing with our series of Women Who Inspire. And today, I have a very special guest. I'm so excited that she's here today. Stephanie Simonette from Heal Community Support Services. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank
you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing so good. I'm really blessed to be here and able to have this platform.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you here. So I actually met with Stephanie on last Friday. I had a workshop, and she came in, and we got to talking, and I was just so inspired that I was like, hey, all the listeners need to hear about this incredible woman. They need to know what she's doing in the community. And hopefully you will join her and be part of the change. So like I said, she's part of Heal Community Support Services. So Stephanie, do you want to tell me a little bit about what that is, what that entails? What work are you doing?
Well, Heal Community Support Services. First, Heal stands for Hope and Empowerment After Loss. Mm. And I am a Thrive Colorado Springs entrepreneurial student.
Okay.
And so I will be starting a nonprofit,
yes,
which will help families in the Southeast community that have lost loved ones to violence.
So when you say violence, like, what are we talking about specifically?
When we talk about violence, it includes homicide.
Okay.
It includes suicide,
wow,
domestic violence.
Of course, yeah.
Car accidents. We have veterans that have been in wars and have been killed violently. Medical. So it entails quite a bit.
That's good. So is that why it's Heal? You're just looking to help in the healing process.
Yes.
So how exactly are you doing that?
Well, as a student, I'm still developing what this program is going to look like.
Okay.
But I definitely want to entail some support groups.
Okay.
And support groups can be so cliche. So I want them to be called Hope and Healing Circles.
Oh, I like that.
So people who have, I want them to be tailored to the individual.
Okay.
So if we have individuals that come that have lost loved ones to suicide, I would love to have a suicide support group, a homicide support group, and, you know, on as far as when the individuals come. But I also want them to be facilitated by a professional, a licensed clinician or a mental health professional,
yes,
that can help to lead and guide the discussion groups.
Because so important,
when you're,
yeah,
dealing with violence and that manner, you really need someone who's trained.
Absolutely.
In that profession to help on a deeper level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think sometimes so many things can be triggered or flare up or even just flashbacks that can create a lot of turmoil in the current, you know, present. And so, yeah, absolutely, having a professional is going to be amazing. But what led you to want to create this community and create this nonprofit? Is it something personal, something that you are personally dealing with? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. In April of 2018, mm-hmm, my father passed.
Oh.
He had an illness. He had congestive heart failure. He was a Vietnam veteran and had gotten exposed to Agent Orange. And that caused him to have congestive heart failure,
wow,
and a blood disorder. 2 months after my dad passed, my cousin, 34 years old, with two small children, was at a birthday party and got shot and killed.
Oh.
So it was hard for me to process because I was still dealing with the death of my father.
Yeah.
And 3 months after my cousin was shot and killed, his brother died from an aggressive form of leukemia. So it was 3 deaths in 5 months.
Oh my
and
goodness.
And so just, it was very hard for me to process, and the pain was so overwhelming, I didn't want to feel it. And so I stuffed my emotions, which caused me to become very sick mentally. I became sick physically. Mm. So when you hold your grief in, it can really cause a drastic effect on your whole being, the psychological, the emotional, the physical, even the spiritual, the social, isolated. You know, you can become very depressed.
Yeah.
So it was very hard. It was very hard. And that's really what led me to want to start Heal Community Support Services. Wow. And actually the day that I started was September 25th of 2018, was the same day that my cousin died from the leukemia. And it was always so symbolic for me because the day a life ended was the day that Thrive Colorado Springs import life into me.
Oh.
And so my mission, my goal, and my calling in life that I've discovered is to help other families that have gone through situations where they've lost loved ones to violence.
Wow, that is so inspirational, and it shows just how resilient you are. You know, it's so easy for a lot of us to let circumstances, like life circumstances, things that we can't help, affect us. But it is what you do with it, right?
Absolutely.
It is what you do with it and what you create out of it. And it transformed you into the being and the person that you are now. And I know that the listeners are just going to feel inspired by this because there is no other way to feel. That's incredible. I personally have only lost my great-grandparents, you know? And when I hear of grief and when I hear of, you know, presently dealing with these kinds of things, I am personally, I don't know what to say, how to comfort, how to, you know, usually most people are like, I'm so sorry,
right.
You know, sorry. But that often angers people, too. Like, you know, what are you sorry for? You have nothing to be sorry about. It's difficult. And thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking through with the humankind and, you know, just pushing through and now creating change within the community that is going to help so many people. And I'm looking forward to, you know, being of help in any way that I can with that. And our meeting Friday was beautiful. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see what you do with this. And Thrive, the Thrive program is amazing. And they're doing so many great things, and especially here in the Southeast area, like you said.
Yes.
All these businesses that are popping up. How can they find about Thrive in the program? Do you know how they can find about that?
Well, Thrive, they are on Facebook.
Okay.
So you can go to Thrive Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And find them. You can also go to Thrive Networks and look them up.
Is this something that is nationwide, do you know, or is it just here locally?
No, it's as far as I know, it's just here locally.
Okay.
Todd Stokes is the founder of Thrive. He had a vision to help revitalize the Southeast community. And so that vision has taken form and has really helped a lot of individuals that are in the class. And like myself, have either had a dream or wanted to pursue a nonprofit, or some people already came in with businesses and they just wanted to expand them.
Wow.
So they help on all levels. It's an absolutely free class to take. And the payback is to pay it forward by having our businesses in the Southeast community.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I love that. That's amazing. So that's incredible that that's what you're looking to do with Heal. But I want to know more about the woman behind Heal. So you went through all of these extensive, very hard moments in your life. How are you now coping? How are you now dealing with the day-to-day bustle and hustle while still maintaining sanity, maintaining, you know, yourself in this way and not letting things affect you? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, you know, things actually really, really did affect me. And through going through that process, I was able to get a lot of community support.
Okay.
And I highly recommend anyone who has gone through any kind of loss, because you can grieve It doesn't necessarily have to be the death of a loved one. You can grieve the loss of your health, or mm-hmm. which I've had to do as well because I have a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, wow.
So that has drastically affected my life in fundamental ways. So you can also grieve the loss of friendships, relationships,
absolutely,
employment.
Mm-hmm.
So grief can be so taboo at times. Just like sometimes in the workplace, they might give you 3 days to grieve and then you're back and you have to act like everything is okay and fine.
Right.
But I've learned from my personal experience that in order to come to a point of healing and to not necessarily just immediately move forward, but just to be able to come to a place where you're not so hopeless.
Mm.
And so, and that's the place where I was at. Grieving is very, very, very important. Letting those feelings out, letting those emotions out, if it means crying, if it means screaming, if it means journaling, whatever, you have to let it out.
Yeah.
And so that's very important. My education, my background, I attended Howard University.
Oh, wow. Very impressive.
And got my bachelor's degree in psychology. And I went on to get my master's from Texas Southern University and psychology as well. So I have a background in psychology, which has helped me. Having the traumatic brain injury, though, affects my memory. So that is always a challenge, and I always have to refer back to my textbooks or to things that will help me remember what I learned and what I studied. So that's a challenge. So I have different challenges that I have to deal with, but remaining in a place of gratefulness and positioning yourself around people that love you and care about you and support you,
yes,
I have found is very vital for your own well-being. It was vital for my well-being. And my church home was vital. Not just my church home, but the different organizations that I was already a part of, such as the Independent Center, where I met you at.
Yes.
They have a traumatic brain injury support group.
Okay.
I was partnered with Aspen Point for my mental health, which is very, very important, because sometimes when you go through a grieving process, especially when you've lost someone to a violent death, the mental, the psychological aspect can be very, very subject to complications.
Mm.
So staying connected with the mental health community is very important so you can process.
Yes.
Process those feelings.
Wow. And it's incredible. The resources are out there, but we have to be willing to seek them.
You have to be willing. It's a choice.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
And sometimes when you're in a state where you're not able to make a choice, you have to allow other people to help guide you.
Mm.
And then when you can then continue, say, I want to continue on this path because it's helping me to get up in the morning. It's helping me to take care of myself better. It's helping me take care of my children, you know, because I'm able to process and I'm able to get those feelings out. So it not only helps yourself, but it helps the community around you. And that's really important.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. So resilient. So inspirational.
Thank
what did
you.
I tell you guys? No, that's incredible, Stephanie. Like, honestly, it's so hard to get caught up. It really is. And then for me, like, doing these kinds of interviews and having these kinds of conversations is so needed, because sometimes I get caught up like, you know, so-and-so friend doesn't like me, or so-and-so is talking behind my back. And it's like, there's real, like, you know, not to diminish like my feelings about pettiness,
right, but
there's like so much of a real world out there, and there's people that are literally getting up, fighting every day, like, just to see the next day. And those of us that are not in those positions, like, we have to also, like, you know, commend and say thank you, because you're getting up every day. You're doing the thing, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
Now, not only are you doing the thing for yourself, but you're going to do it for others through HEAL.
Yes.
And create this change, not only within the community, but within yourself, and now the Southeast region as well, which, you know, if for those of you that are not in Colorado Springs, the Southeast region is predominantly minorities.
Yes.
And Latin and Black communities, that's what the Southeast region is. And oftentimes, those communities get forgotten.
They get forgotten. They get neglected.
Mm-hmm.
In the Southeast community, some of the resources aren't readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure that my resources are readily available. I want to partner with other community agencies.
Yes.
So that I don't want to do this alone. I can't do this alone.
No.
Because we weren't meant to do things by ourselves. And so especially in this demographic, as far as providing those services, I want to be able to, if they need housing, if they need the mental health services, if they need food, if they need, whatever, even some of your most basic needs are very vital. And I want to be able to tap into those organizations that are already providing those services.
Yes.
And I can send the participants do those services. So.
Absolutely. And yeah. And Colorado Springs is set up in such a way that there is a lot, like Aspen Point, there is like Peak Vista, if you're low income and don't have health insurance and you need to seek health providers.
Yes.
There's definitely a lot of that. And if you're not in Colorado Springs, again, look within your community because these services are out there. Libraries are a great place to start to even just get information.
Yes.
Computers are free. Mm-hmm. Books are free. A library card usually costs between $1 to $5 in most places. So utilize your resources, guys, because honestly, like, we're specifically talking about Colorado Springs because this is where I live, as you guys know, and this is where the podcast is based out of. But there's a lot of you that listen from a lot of other places in the United States, in the world, and there is something we can all do. And if there's not something already there, then guess what? It is your job now to start it. And I am,
absolutely.
That's my challenge to you guys listening is like, if there is not something in your community that you feel is needed, then what are you waiting for? Because it takes people like Stephanie that are willing to utilize their experience, utilize what they have lived through to say, wow, there's a need for this in my community. And I'm going to do something about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for being here. How can people find you? How can people find About Healed?
Well, I'm also on Facebook. You can go to Heal Community Support Services on Facebook. Like I said, I'm still in the developmental stages.
Absolutely.
As a student. So I'm still branding and marketing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So as of right now, you can go to Facebook and you can also go to my email, which is renewedhope.info@gmail.com.
Okay.
And renewed hope is something that is so important. It's something that I got. I had hope before. I lost it. And then being in this program, it was renewed. And I want to provide that for other people.
I love it. If you'd like to be part of the difference and the change, please go and check out Stephanie. Like she said, she's on Facebook, Heal, H-E-A-L, excuse me, Community Services on Facebook. Guys, this is all I have for you today. I will be back next week. If you want to keep up with us, you can go on social media, LifeCope LLC. You can also go to podomatic.lifecope.com. Or if you want to keep up with me, nancyiperez.com. I will catch you next week. See ya.